Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody, especially our visitors. We have a number of visitors with us today, some from in town, from some other congregations, and some from out of town. We're very glad that you came to worship with us today. Catherine Sales requests, she gives glory to God and requests prayers for her family, and we will do that. Also, Eunice Turner has requested prayers for the family of Antonio Areola. He passed away this last Friday, and she is requesting prayers for the family at this time. Also, Dana Rogers' little grandson, Graham, he has had a CAT scan recently, and the doctors are determining he's having some issues with his heart and may hopefully not have to have surgery, but may have to be having surgery here soon. So we'll remember little Graham in our prayers also. Let's go to God in prayer before we get into our lesson. Let's bow. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you first and foremost, thanking you for all the blessings that you give us. You bless our lives so richly. Dear God, we ask that you please forgive us for the things that we do wrong. Dear God, we ask prayers for our congregation, for each and every individual, the different struggles that they may be facing, the different fights that they may be dealing with on a daily basis. We also ask that you be with us as a congregation. Please let us always be sound. Let us be loving. Let us each and every Lord's Day worship you in spirit and in truth. Dear God, we come to you now on behalf of Antonio's family. We pray that they can be comforted now. We pray that Eunice can be a source of comfort for them. Dear God, we ask that you be with little Graham. Our desire is that he won't have to have surgery, but we hope that the doctor's care the doctors will make the best decisions for him and that you will guide them. Dear God, be with us. Be with us the rest of this worship to you. We hope that you are pleased with our hearts, our minds, our efforts today and our worship to you. We pray everything through your son, Jesus. Amen. Last week I tried to pack 2 pounds of bologna in a pound package. And there was just no way. We looked at the rebellion of Korah in the Old Testament as it was described in Numbers, the 16th chapter, where Korah and a group of 250 of the leaders with him, they wanted to stand up to Moses. Bad idea. Moses, let me back up. They were unsatisfied with the jobs that they were given to do in service to God. That's what it boiled down to. They had been given responsibilities, and they were unhappy with it. They were totally looking at their service with wrong-headed thinking. And Moses asked them the simple question, is it a small thing, the responsibilities that you have been given in this overall picture of service to God? And we focused on this, and we saw how it ended. How Korah and they were wanting to be offered the incense. They were unhappy with their responsibilities. And they were wanting to offer the incense. And they wound up, the Lord God swallowed them into a hole in the ground, alive. And that was our lesson last week. I want to take that same concept and look to us today in 2024 and passages from the New Testament. And let us ask ourselves, is it a small thing? Our act of service, the things that we do in the service of God. We all have different roles, different responsibilities, different talents in the church. In Romans 12, verse 4, Paul wrote to the Romans, he goes, For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, he will tell almost the same thing to another group of people in Corinth. And in 1 Corinthians 12, he goes into even greater detail. Had a coach in high school that said, if I tell you something once, it's important. But if I repeat myself, you better pay attention. Paul has had to say the same thing to other people. Obviously, people needed to hear it. They were getting into this same concept, just different place, different time. Paul said, starting in verse 15, he's saying, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased. Important, important verse right there. He organized it the way he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? Could you imagine if we were all just one big elbow? That would be awful silly, wouldn't it, Lexi? If we were all one elbow, okay? We have different parts. And it, just like the body, they function together. This goes for Korah and the people backing him up. It goes for the Corinthians. It goes for the Romans. It goes for us. Not everyone in the church can be an elder. Not everybody has the specific qualifications that God has given to be an elder. Not everybody. God has made me not. I don't know what he's made me. I know he hasn't made me a song leader. You know, going back a couple of slides, it says, what's your job? I'm still looking. I'm still looking to figure out what my role in the church is. But one thing I know it's not is a song leader. Michael, Frank, Don, Kurt, I appreciate you guys so much for this. Sam, for the song leading abilities that you have. Not everybody can be a song leader. Not everybody can preach publicly for various reasons. Maybe gender. Maybe you're just not a public speaker. Not everybody can lead a congregational prayer. Not everybody can preside over the Lord's Supper. We can all take the Lord's Supper, those of us that are members of the church. But not everybody can do what Ken did, presiding and directing our thoughts about the Lord's Supper and the sacrifice Jesus made. Jesus said every week he wanted us to do it in his memory, in remembrance of him. And so the men that preside over the Lord's Supper, they are directing our minds for that. And I appreciate the time, the preparation, and the effort, and the diligence that those people do in that role. Not everyone can prepare communion. Not everybody can clean the building. Some people just are physically not capable of that. A lot of people are. And like Sam says, there's a list back there. Don't just take a look at it. Pick up the pen if you are capable and sign up. I appreciate, Sam, you taking on the responsibility of overseeing all that. You know, And you're not shy about doing it yourself either. That's the thing. Not everybody can manage our finances. Speaking of thanks, man, those people that deal with our finances, that are back there, I'm happy to count rather than do all that. And they manage our finances to the nickel. Not only do they do it well, they do it with a good heart, and they do it honestly. Not everybody can prepare our weekly bulletin. Week in, week out. I watch her do it, and I couldn't do it. I see it being done every day, every week, and I couldn't do it. Maintaining our building. Couple weeks ago, we had two baptisms. We just took it for faith that there was going to be clean water in the baptistry. And there was. Thank you, Preston and Kurt, for keeping on top of that. In Mark, and I love this attitude. In Mark, Jesus makes a comment about Mary, who had come and anointed him before he was going to be arrested and killed. And starting in verse 9, Jesus says, she has done what she could. What an attitude. She has done what she could. What a difference from Korah and his cohorts. You know, they were unhappy with the jobs they were given. We want to do your jobs. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, whenever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. What an attitude. You know, to this day, people are still talking about what Korah did, and people are still talking about what Mary had done. Totally different extremes of attitudes. The key is everyone can do something. There's a whole bunch of things we can't do. everyone can do something. We can encourage others. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:11 to comfort and edify one another as you are also doing. They were doing it. He's encouraging them to keep doing it. I look at the calls, the texts, the encouraging emails that we send each other. Not too many days go by that I don't get an encouraging text. I just got one from Preston yesterday with some scriptures, some great thoughts, something to ponder. We get letters. I love people informing me of their Bible study efforts. I can't believe we're already halfway through April. Just at the first of the year, I was telling you, I wanted you to encourage you to keep studying God's Word daily. And I love little texts or to get a card or even a letter outlining all the things, not bragging, just informing me, this is what my studies have been going through. This is what I've been studying. We can pray for others. Paul, just right after he was talking about the encouragement, a little bit later toward the end of the chapter in verse 25, he says, brethren, pray for us. Here's Paul, Mr. Super Christian. I expect him to rip open his robe and there be a, you know, a big S on his chest and a cape or something. I mean, Paul was the Superman of Christianity in the first century, to me. And he's asking the brothers, pray for me. Pray for us. Is there anybody that can't pray for each other? I'll tell you, if you ever run out of something to pray for, which I can't imagine, pray for the work that's going on here. We can all be a good influence. We should be a good influence. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:16, to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Let our light shine. Be a good influence. People would rather see a sermon than sit through one. Amen? And don't overlook the power of attendance. A lot of times, I can't do this, I can't. By attending, you're saying an awful lot. You know what you're saying by just being here? This is a priority to God. You're saying that I want to worship God with my brothers and sisters. People overlook sometimes just what attendance is. It's proclaiming a priority that other things did not come. Well, I'll show up if I don't get a better offer. If I'm not too tired from doing something else the day before. If I didn't stay out too, well, it's my only day off. That's my time. I don't see anywhere in the Bible. Fill me in if I'm wrong, or correct me if I'm wrong. I don't see anywhere where it's our time. It's God's time. God's time. Colossians 3:17, Paul wrote, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. giving thanks that you have the ability to do that. Give thanks to God that you've had the heart to do that. And then just a few verses later, in verse 23, he says, and whatever you do, he tells us how to do it. Do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. Realize that I'm doing this not to be seen by men, but to serve God. And do it heartily, not because I got to, not because somebody's pressuring me to do it, but to serve God. This is the scripture that Pooka read earlier, our scripture reading for the day, and we'll end up with this. Having then gifts differing, and every one of us do, according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Paul is telling us, use what God's given you. Don't waste your abilities. Don't waste your talents. When serving God, ask yourself, is it a small thing what I'm doing? Even attendance is important. Just being, for some of us, just being here is an accomplishment. Just being here is an accomplishment. Thank you for your attention this morning. If you need to respond to the invitation, if you have not been baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, the baptistry is waiting, we're waiting, God's waiting, God's been waiting. If you need to repent of sin in your life, do so right now. If you've been looking for a church home, I know some of you attend other congregations. Not trying to steal anybody, but if you decide to maybe start worshiping with us, that's fine too. You know, we don't want to steal anybody from another congregation, but if you're looking for a church home and would like to work and worship with us, we would love to have you. If we can be of service to you in any way, please come forward while we all stand and sing. Michael.